Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning to you and your family, TJ Bow and producer Hope. You know, with Halloween on Thursday, there were still a lot of Halloween celebrations going on Friday and Saturday. Blake Shelton, he dressed up as a big old turtle. Did you see that on his social? Not a mutant ninja turtle, like a real turtle, you know, you see out in the ocean.
Oh my God.
And the joke was Blake Shelton.
Oh.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Gwen was a beautiful Snow White, so it had nothing to do with each other. Nothing to do with each other. Kelsey Ballerini and her boyfriend, Chase, that's his name, I believe. Mm-hmm. Chase, right? They did Grease, Sandy,
she looks and spot
Danny.
On.
She did.
Yeah.
That was really good. Kane Brown was Beetlejuice. Kind of, I was vibing Beetlejuice.
Yep.
His looked a lot better because he went all in on the makeup. It was too hot for makeup for me last week. It really was. Jordan Davis did Toy Story. Remember how Thomas Rhett did Inside Out?
Mm-hmm.
So he went the whole family thing. Toy Story, that was Jordan Davis. John Party. Saved a lot of money. Just did Ghost, the sheets over with the sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
But Saturday night at a party, someone did something similar to that. The sheet over them had the Sharpie with the blacked out eyes, you know. And you're looking, and then there were scribbles. And then there was, I'm like, what is going on over there? So as I get closer, I go, yeah, ghosts. Go. Wait, what are the scribbles? Wait, I recognize those scribbles. Wait a second. That looks like Post Malone tattoos. And the person under the sheet goes, Ghost Malone.
Epic. Oh, boy.
Epic. I'm high-fiving. I don't even know who's under there. I'm like, that's creative. That is a DIY. Ghost Malone. And because you're looking, you're like, oh, what's the scribbles on the thing? You get closer, you get closer.
That person had to explain that costume all night long to every single person.
yeah. Because I recognized, but it wasn't clicking until he said Ghost Malone. So that was real creative there. And are we done with the candy? I had to put myself on candy probation. Oh, I ate so many Reese's peanut butter cups this year.
Yeah.
I said, honey, just please.
Get rid of it.
Get her, go knock on doors and keep handing it out on Sunday. Get it out of the house. I put myself on candy probation. How about you?
Can't listen live?
It's a Bill Scootin' Boogie this morning with your B-Morning Coffee Club Victory Monday.
Woo!
What
barely.
You know what? I got to start off. It is your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow, producer Hope. I got to apologize to the Bills Mafia.
Mm.
Making you sweat it. See, I was busy with a honey-do list. Took my wife to work. Then I had to do things. It's like halftime. I'm just getting home.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what's going on in this game, right?
Okay.
I got to get my lucky Bills t-shirt on and visor. And the game changed. Thank you.
Oh.
So I apologize. It took me so long to get my lucky Bills t-shirt and visor on.
Whatever lie you want to tell yourself, that's
what would
fine.
We have done if you didn't finish your honey-do list before halftime?
I don't want to think about that.
With all due respect.
I got it on. They wound up turning it around and winning.
With all due respect, I don't know that you wield that sort of power.
TJ, you say that as if you don't light a Josh Allen candle before every single game and go through and turn all of your knickknacks and do all of your little rituals before the game every single week.
Yeah, well, that's superstitious. I don't wield the power that I've changed the course of the game like Bo over here.
Don't worry, Bills Mafia. Next Sunday, I'll have it on before kickoff.
Okay.
I'll be more prepared. Your son and husband went to the game and you stayed home. That was cool.
Yeah, got to watch it by myself.
Okay.
It was kind of weird cuddling with my dogs. But yeah, watching it by myself, all of a sudden, ding, ding, my phone. And so Steve is texting me through the whole stupid thing. And I'm like, stop texting me because you're way ahead of me.
Oh, because there's a delay.
There's a delay with TV. So, and by God, if he didn't tell me that Bass made that kick before Bass even made that kick. And I was like, are you doing this on purpose now? Just to be a turd.
She's sitting there biting her nails. Oh, I know. I don't have like, to, I guess.
Bass, 61 yard, blah! All caps. I'm like, oh, Steve.
Yeah, that ruins the big surprise.
Whole thing,
yeah.
Every injury I knew about ahead of time, every big play. I was like, oh my gosh.
Is TJ alone or do you have family or friends that do that to you? They're at the game live. So yeah, they're seeing it real time where there is a delay on TV.
Finally, I shut my phone off and flipped it over because I'm like, gosh, come on.
585-252-WBEE, let us know.
I went to a bar yesterday to watch the Bills game, walked in wearing a green Bills hat. Oh my God, you would have thought that I was like scum walking and the amount of dirty looks. And then all of a sudden when I got close enough that they could see the Bills emblem, then I got a nod like, okay, we're cool.
I actually like it. It's a ski cap, so it's going to keep your ears warm as winter creeps up on us here. But can we say that's an army green?
It's like a camouflage green.
Yes, there you go. And it has the Bills logo. I think it looks really cool. But some people didn't realize it was the Bills, so they thought you were an Eagles fan or something, maybe?
Something. And I guess the Dolphins have green, but it's a different shade. So I don't know if they were thinking that or Jets. You know, I just know so many different football teams that are green.
Those are the Jets. I can't believe you're talking about football at all.
And dolphins aren't even green. They're teal. That's a teal.
Teal is a green. Shade of green.
Listen, yours is like camo green. It's not even close to that.
I'm just saying, I got a bunch of dirty looks that I wasn't expecting. And then when people could see that it was a Bills thing, then they're I got a nod of acknowledgement. Like, okay, I guess you can stay.
Might want to buy a blue one. Just to save yourself the grief.
But I look better in green.
Oh my gosh. Of course.
So she, TJ at home alone, I'm catching up my honey-do list, finally put on my lucky Bills t-shirt and cap, but you were out at a bar watching a game, huh?
Yeah, and then when the Bills won, the owner jumped up on the bar, shotgunned a beer, and then poured Fruit Loops all over the bar. He just opened the box and was just shaking it out all over the place.
Fruit Loops? The
Why?
Cereal?
Yeah, it seemed very ritualistic, like they do this every week when the Bills win.
And do people then just come eating them off the bar with their mouth, not even using their hands? Is that the ritual?
I was in the back corner, so I just
watched.
Yeah.
But they all seem familiar with this.
Oh, yeah. Everyone had their cameras out. They were prepared to film the bar owner dumping it out. Dumping the Fruit Loops out all over the place.
Now, I thought I'd heard it all, but that one, that is definitely the first time I've ever heard of a ritual like that, ever.
You know, that's another thing, is Hope Alone, the bar she went to. Do you have a ritual when the Bills win? What do you and your family do, or friends? What do you do to celebrate? Does it involve Fruit Loops? Now we know why TJ loves Bridgerton. Wants to go to England and Ireland. We have finally figured out why.
It's literally in my DNA. You know how I got the 23andMe?
Yeah.
And I've been waiting for the results. Boom, it hit this weekend. I got it in my email. And I'll tell you, it's a lot of information coming at you at once. And so first thing out of the gate, 99.8% Irish and British.
Wow.
99.8%.
You can't help it.
That is a lot. I'm not from a little bit of here and a little bit of there. Like, that's a lot.
And let me help you out here on this 23andMe. Bridgerton, your favorite show.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not related to anybody there. Those are actors and actresses, okay? Maybe from that
but
period,
it's not
though.
Just that. It's like anything, like Jane Austen. Like, it's any. I watch a ton of British TV. Almost to the point where it nauseates my family. So I was like, oh, well, that's not surprising. But then as I got going through there, and it tells you the weirdest stuff. It's like, you know, likelihood of having flat feet. Likelihood of having one finger longer than the other.
Really?
Like, it has a lot of odd, weird things. But in this DNA, and I stumbled on this, and you could have just like knocked the wind out of me. The reason I did this, right, was to see about the genetic illness that my mom has, that my mom didn't find out until her late 60s that she had. by God, if I don't have the same gene, I have the genetic hemochromatosis. It's called the Celtic curse.
Really?
Yes, it's huge. It's your body makes too much iron. I don't know. They were saying on this 23andMe app, they believe it was a way that our ancestors were, their body was making up for the fact that they had a low iron diet. And it just kind of genetically morphed, and now it's in our DNA, and now it makes too much iron.
Oh, wow.
But that's what caused liver damage in my mom. Mm. And it does a lot of other damage. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And my husband goes, look, I was about ready to cry. I go, I knew it. And he goes, listen, you know now, and you're 20 years younger than your mom was when she found out. Let's take care of it. Let's change your diet, right? Let's start treating it like you have it. Even, you know what I mean? Even though you don't have symptoms of it. So as far as like liver health, I can't have a ton of iron in my diet and I'm not drinking.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we know you love adult beverages.
I do.
So
I love me some wine. I love me some beer, but there's no way I can have these genetics and go around knowing now that I have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think Dr. Steve is absolutely correct. Every little change makes a big difference. So you're finding out way earlier than your mom. So that 23andMe, see, I didn't do that one. I did the Ancestry.com, so I didn't get any of that medical stuff.
No.
Maybe I should switch and try that one now.
I wanted to know, but I didn't want to know.
Yeah.
I guess I, you know what I mean? I was like, ugh, figures. But now I'll take it to my doctor, and now I'll be like, look, here's my...
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Results, let's really do some work on this, but ugh.
And I'm really intrigued by that because I did the Ancestry.com because remember, I was raised by a single mom, never knew my dad.
And you don't even have a name.
No, I don't even have
a name. Of your father.
Right. So I found out I'm 60-40 Polish-Sicilian, right? Which
right.
I always thought something. So that's what it is. But nothing health-wise. Maybe I should do the 23andMe for health reasons. Because when you go to the doc, they always go, okay, what'd your mom have? What'd your dad have?
I
don't know the one side.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that, TJ. And honestly, if you're in the medical field, doctor or nurse right now, hey, we're on the radio. We don't know medical as good as you.
I am now going to go to a medical professional.
Right. But are more and more people bringing in the 23andMe?
Yeah.
And is it pretty accurate? Please let us know. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. So did you find something about your past health or DNA from 23andMe?
So a slightly different story. So my parents, who are both doctors, took the 23andMe, I'm going to say 15, 20 years ago. And they took it, they got the test results, they stuck it in the back of their safe, and they didn't really think much more of it. Fast forward, my stepdad ended up having an incredibly rare sinus cancer that actually took off part of his face, to be honest with you, and he lost an eye, but he almost died from it. Like, it was horrible. Fast forward to that, they ended up one day pulling their 23andMe back out of the safe and went, oh my God, it actually predicted this exact cancer, which is incredibly rare, so rare that they had trouble finding doctors that could treat him, let alone do the surgery. And it was right there in their 23andMe.
Wow. I think I'm going to do it. I got to do it. I'm going to even talk my wife into doing it. We might treat each other for the holidays, get the 23andMe.
So, TJ, I have a question for you. I joined turned the radio on a little late.
Yeah.
After they took their test somewhere along the line, FDA shut 23andMe down and said that they could no longer give predictive medical advice or, like, hey, is your test more recent? And I'm wondering if they're allowed to do that now again. So how recent is your test?
They are allowed to say the likelihood. They're not allowed to say, but they do say we detected this variant of, you know, the HFE gene. Yes, you do have this gene. No, you don't have this gene. So they do keep it very, I could see.
High level?
Yeah, like open-ended. And then it's always says, now take this to a medical professional. This is not an official diagnosis, you know? So I did, but between the lines, the hereditary hemochromatosis, it's right there. It tells you the genetics. It looks right there. But then it does tell me to go take these results to a doctor.
So to take my parents one step further, my mom is already a breast cancer survivor. Sure enough, she's gotten breast cancer a second time. Her 23andMe actually predicted the type of breast cancer she had. My stepdad also ended up with prostate cancer. Sure enough, his 23andMe said that. It was the sinus one, though, that blew them away because of the rarity of the sinus cancer that he had. Okay, you can predict breast cancer, right? Like, that's like throwing a dartboard. For a woman, right? Well, his sinus cancer was so rare that it was amazing that it picked it up.
Tracy, thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate you making us part of your morning routine. Have a great day.
Have a great one, guys.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.